All right, welcome to Office Hours. Pretty quiet one this week, it sounds like. No one's got questions. So for those who don't know, you can drop questions about Resonite into the Primetime 2024-0305 thread, and I'll answer them in the order that they appear. I don't see any right now, but I'll go ahead and answer them in the order that they appear. So starting off, we have, what are the dog doing? So dog sat on my lap. I did try and not wake them up whilst I repositioned dog cam, and if that was successful, you would have had dog cam looking at their bed with them being asleep, but they've woken up and now they want something. They probably want to go out for a pee because I've had a nap for a couple of hours, so that's okay. They're gonna have to wait till the office hours, so they're on my lap chilling out. But yeah, that's the only question I've got so far, so hope you're all fine, hope you're all well. Do keep those questions coming, let me know what you want to know. Red 56, yeah, go ahead, ask those questions. We've got a bunch of information here I can share if I have the appropriate question. Okay, here we go. So Red56 asks, is making object physics just a component? I'm not sure entirely what you mean. If you mean like making an object a rigid body, then you can't do that right now, except with the caveat of you can sort of half do it with a hack with the character controller component. That's the only physics body that we have. If you mean making an object a collider, as in things can collide with it, such as the floor or other objects for interactivity, then yes, that's just a component called a collider component. It's like you're not going to be able to, I mean, you are if you use the hacky method of using a character controller, but you aren't going to be able to, for example, spawn out a ball and then have that ball drop to the floor and bounce around. That doesn't exist in Resonite currently without that hack. Soap asks, every time I launch Resonite, I have to run into a collider for a quick freezing spike and grab onto it for another. Yeah, that's called pre-baking. So we don't pre-bake some of the stuff. So when you bump into things like that or interact with an object for the first time, we stand up a bunch of code that will make that not happen. But that code is what's causing that hitch. We have a continuing sort of debate amongst the community about whether we should do that on startup or not. And currently the team has made a decision to not do that on startup. And so there we go. I've just answered Easton's question. Next up, Admiral Soap. I asked that one. Red56 says, can I only have certain objects collide with each other? Absolutely. If they have a collider component on them, or a character controller component on them, they will collide. Beyond that, if the character collider type if the collider type is specific types, then they won't interact. It's a little bit more of a complicated question. Maybe ask what you're trying to do and not like the parts of the engine that you don't know, and then maybe that might help. Let's now take a look at, I did Epic Easton's question, which is the team have decided that we don't pre-bake them right now. If you'd like us to debate that some more, you can open up a GitHub issue about that. As for Nuki, Nuki asks, is there a way to quickly get the length between shoulders in a Protoflex-based avatar system installer? You mean the distance between the shoulders? Because absolutely, you just use body node slot, I think, with an input of left shoulder and right shoulder, and use the distance node between them. So body node slot, left shoulder, body node slot, right shoulder, distance node. Euphoria says, speaking of pre-baking, is it possible to pre-bake common data types to prevent freezing when loading their listened component or Flux browser? Again, that is a decision that we've made to not pre-bake them. And this one I actually understand a lot more than the collider one, because if we pre-bake the data types to prevent the freezing, it assumes that everyone who opens Resonite will have the experience of looking at data types, and that's incorrect. Some users open Resonite and they don't do development. We have business customers, etc., that they don't do development. The development's done ahead of time, so they don't need to take that that freezing. So we don't pre-bake that currently. Pre-baking or not pre-baking it again is like an item that is basically up for debate amongst the community, and in some cases amongst the team. But right now, the team has decided not to pre-bake them. So you can go ahead and open up a GitHub issue if you'd like to change that. Maybe it'll be something that we include in the settings. I don't know, but better to discuss on GitHub there so we can get some thoughts in and then see what's going on. Red56 says, say I have a world collide with all, and then a plane that collides with planes and not players and players collide with the world and some parts of the planes. Yes, that's all possible. I'm not entirely sure what you mean, but it's all possible. So by default, most worlds that you load into will have some form of ground. In the grid space, it'll be the grid. In the sort of circular platform, it'll be the circular platform. In someone else's world, it's up to them. But for a default world, it'll be that. Let's just say it's the grid, right? The grid itself has got a collider on it, which has the character collider checkbox character collider. I don't know what the checkbox is even called these days because it's like muscle memory. Anyway, there's a checkbox on the collider called like character collider, and if that is checked on, then players will not be able to pass through it. They can if they're in noclip, but if you're in noclip and then noclip doesn't clip. So you'll be able to walk on that grid because that's done. If you spawn a cube, like just a default cube or box into Resonite, it won't have that enabled. You can go ahead and inspect that cube and enable Character Collider on that cube manually, or you can use the Character Collider setter tip, which you can find in Resonite Essentials Tools. I don't remember what we made it look like because I don't remember. It's like revamp, but it's in there. Just go along the names, and then you shoot the cube with that tip, and it'll be colliderable. And there you go. There's a whole host more questions that you probably have about colliders, so keep them coming in. I'll answer them as they come in. All right, that's done. Big Red Wolfie, does the session source, does the session info component refresh, or does it only update when a valid session ID is specified? Let me go ahead and take a look for you. I've got the code base open. It should automatically refresh for the session ID that is provided. If it's not, then make sure the session ID is correct and try changing it. Basically, we register an event listener when the session ID input changes, and then that event listener gets the details whenever they're available from the rest of the engine. Moving forward to Nuki, who says, relatively speaking, how heavy are Resonite's Collider albums compared to each other? So I'm going to give you the Beppu2 graph that we float around, because remember, we use Beppu2 for collisions and just, you know, physics in general. What I'm trying to do is find that graph. I have it in Resonite, of course, but I don't have it in Boobly Doo. What are newts? Sorry, I just went to like Beppu's thing, and I got like immediately like pocket sanded by the concept of newts. They listed it as a feature. Newts. Like, all right, I'll look into that later. I don't have the graph. Someone might have the graph. There's a world I have in just like accidentally just searched like graph on Google image search. Surprisingly, that didn't give me what I needed. I'm aware of their stuff. Like the, there we go. Ozzy got it for Ozzy. You got a badge today, right? Helped Prime during office hours find a graph. So there's that graph for you. So you can see there on the graph the cost compared to sphere to sphere. So sphere to sphere collisions are effectively a distance check, right? Because your sphere has a radius, and so two spheres colliding is effectively just like how far are they away from their spawn point compared to their radius. So that's why it's the cheapest one. And then you go all the way up to stuff like that. Now on that graph, where you see triangle, they mean a single triangle. And in meshes, remember that the count of triangles is how many triangles that you have inside that mesh. So say your triangle had 50,000, you needed to multiply the cost by the 50,000 triangles that you have. And that's why you'll see that triangles on this are under convex hulls, because convex hulls based on a single triangle are least performant, but based on multiple triangles are more performant, which the graph like showed that. But yeah, interesting is sphere convex hull, but again, that's just convex hull collision. But there's the graph for you. Soap said that there were newts in Beppu Physics's demos. Yes, I remember the newt model, but like it's in their feature list. It's like features, cool collisions, blah, 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 and then newts. So they might be doing a bit, but I'll have to look. I'll look later. It doesn't need to be right now. Big Red Wolfie, no. It will update if the engine has new information. It should update. If it's not updating, try changing the session ID. Crooks is typing. Oh no, one of my answers might have been incorrect. I'm going to scream. Nuki says, culling setups use deactivation to remove things from processing while leaving them in RAM for quick access. Would it be possible to also compress the salt content so they take up less RAM? I don't know that area like sufficiently enough to say for certain, but I know it sort of technically enough to say no. We don't want to be doing that. Like, in some aspects, yes, you know, like most video games, they hide loading screens these times. Like, for example, in Portal, it's the elevator that takes you between levels. So what they do there is they just completely remove the level that you were in. I remember this as well, by the way, when you complain about loading screens in games. the loading screen has to like clear all the memory of the current level and then load into memory the new level. And depending on the game, there'll be optimizations there to keep standard assets in. So for example, for each level in Portal, you'd probably still need the texture that goes on walls that you can't portal, for example, but you don't need the mesh of the previous level, for example, so that can be cleared. That would be how we would probably do it, and it would probably be sort of like the world chunking or like system. I think there's a GitHub issue, but like Frix has talked about it before. Like it comes up a lot when we talk about floating point, how we want to sort of chunk up worlds in some cases. And it's also shown in Minecraft a lot. When you have a Minecraft map open in Minecraft, I don't know where else you'd open a Minecraft map, but there we go. You can do it in Resonate. There's a chunk distance, which you can specify, which is a setting. Beyond that chunk distance, the chunks aren't rendered. And beyond like another distance, probably they're not in memory or something. I don't know. But we would have to combine it with that chunking-based system. We wouldn't be able to like give a Protoflux node or something like compress hierarchy, decompress hierarchy. Like that sort of low-level interaction with the world is something that like we'd rather just fix for you. Bitcrack says, thoughts, concerns about Syria's recent patch that allows to run headless on .NET 8. It's a big patch. I have no concerns about it. One of the things that I keep needing to bang the drum on is, like, we allow people to do this stuff. Syro did reach out before writing it, and I said, provided you're not distributing the patched DLLs, instead distributing a patcher, that would still be in line with our various agreements. So, zero concerns. They could do whatever they want. Like .NET comes out 9 comes out tomorrow or whatever it comes out. If they patch it to do .NET 9, fantastic. The important part that you need to remember is just because Syro did it doesn't mean that we can do it, because we need to do it, I don't want to say properly, because that makes Syro's solution sound bad, but like properly. There's some information there from Fruk, so I'll read it out for the benefit of the recording, which is Fruk saying, we intended to do this at some point, but doing properly requires some redesign of certain systems, notably how types are encoded. The mod gets around this by patching around these things, but this is hacky and not something we would do officially. It's actually a matter of when the type rework ends up happening, but that hasn't been prioritized yet. Yeah, so remember, if we did the .NET 8 headless, the clients would be running on the .NET version that was stuck on due to Unity. So there would need to be some sort of like layer of translation, right? We're going from a .NET 4, I always forget if it's 4.6 or 4.7, 4.6 setup to a .NET 8 server. There's some incompatibilities there. If you're interested in like all of the incompatibilities there, read Syro's work and see what they're doing. And you'll see that like it isn't a lot of work, but the category of work is the problem. So there we go. I think that that's that sorted. Red 56 says, if I self-implemented gravity, would it be easy to detect the ground collision even at high speed? I do not recommend re-implementing gravity at all. Zero recommendations of doing that. If you want gravity for players, use our gravity. And if you want gravity for objects, use the Character Collider hack or wait for rigid bodies. Those are literally the two options. I've seen some people that come into Resonate and they want to like re-implement everything. And it's like, well, we do that for you. Like, we do gravity for you. We do character movement. You don't need to redo that. You just need to, like, what I want to figure out, Red, is, like, what you want to do is a lot easier in some cases than the sort of question chain that you're on. So ask what you want to do, and maybe that'll help out. Euphoria says, will join date badges be added to Resonate? I can't remember the latest discussion on that, but we had a discussion about that, and there's a internal GitHub issue about it. I cannot remember. Some things just fall by the wayside because their priority is just like so low. Like adding another badge compared to, you know, getting everyone off our back about motion blur, priorities are kind of like, you know, difficult in that regard. From some additional information on the whole culling and memory compressing thing, you don't want to compress the hierarchy. It would save you very little memory. This is Freaks talking, by the way. Most of the memory is in the assets, textures, and meshes. And compression is CPU intensive. And then he talks about how you want to normally completely load and completely unload parts, which is exactly what I was saying about Portal. We do want to do some form of chunking and stuff like that. There is a GitHub issue for it, which you can read about that. Struggling to remember if there is, but I seem to remember there is. It comes up a lot because people want to make like really expansive worlds and then they can't because floating point hits. To those people, remember that Half-Life 2 exists, and some of the worlds in Half-Life 2 are really big, and some of those worlds actually exist inside of Resonite and you can drive around on them. I forget the really big one, but there's a community here on Resonite that will keep loading that world and they will drive around it, etc. There's memes that are on that map. Yeah, here it is. This is one of the GIFs that's in, you know, the GIF system by Discord, which is in Resonoite, and it's on that map that I was talking about. It's quite big, and people drive cars around it all the time. This dog is being a hot water bottle for me right now. I was, like, perfect temperature. Now they're sat on my lap, and their back's pressed up against my, like, chest. I'm too warm. I need to take off my sweater. Yeah, I don't know how that map works, but if they move the map around to reset your origin, that's one of the strategies you can get around floating point. For the chunking talk, yeah, make sure to check the GitHub issue. One of the things that we sometimes get as well is, like, there are some parts of our engine we don't want you to worry about. And, like, you can look if you want, but, like, you shouldn't have to worry about them. We want to take care of it for you. Like, one of the reasons why Resonoite was built in the first place is because Fruks got tired of doing the same tasks over and over again. So do keep that in mind. In some cases, it's like, you shouldn't have to worry about it. So chunking when it comes out, hopefully you just shouldn't have to worry about it. There'll be tutorials, of course, but, like, you know, it should just be fine. That's what we want to do when we, you know, when we release features. That's also kind of, like, inherently built into the engine, because, like, when we ship a build, we don't know that, you know, you're going to make two cubes and smash them together with active colliders on them. We just need to, like, cope with that. I'll see if I can find chunking or something. I remember a GitHub issue, but there are, like, 800 or something open, so it's difficult to remember them all. There are 940 open. I'm going to scream. Here we go. This one's here. Yeah, there's also a reference here in this one. And then there's additional commentary in this one as well. Like, so there's a bunch you can read here, and they're all sort of, like, linked together. That one's closed, but it's the whole, like, floating point precision I was talking about. Anyway, Red56 says, back to collider stuff. I'm making a flight system, and I don't want to use a lot of complex character collider stuff for performance reasons. I'm sorry, Red56, but, like, use the character collider stuff or wait for rigid bodies. Otherwise, you have to implement your own physics on the plane. I wouldn't do that. You can, but I wouldn't do it. I'm going to scroll up now. Looks like I've missed some questions during all of the embedding, but I'll take a look. Electronus, you've got the answer to that question in double precision and world position. That's issue 664, which was closed by Fruks with that information. So there you go, 664. There's a question here from Prax. Don't know you. Hello, welcome to the... I mean, you might be a regular user for all I know, but hello. I have not seen your username before, and I'm very good at remembering usernames. I asked this in Ginz's office. What are the chances of getting basic profiling tools? We don't have any sort of prioritization for profiling. I'm sure that, like, Fruks and I have ideas about it, but we don't even know enough about it to tell you what color it's going to be. But yeah, make sure that there's a GitHub issue for that one, and we can see how much interest there is. And there are some, like, performance testing things you can do using our debug screen. It's not, like, accurate. Some other people have just, like, added mods to Resonoite where they, like, print profiling information to the logs. Welcome to do that as well. But nothing inbuilt yet. It's not been prioritized. Electronus, yeah, color is the Apple thing. The Apple test, where it's like, hey, everyone, picture an apple in your brain, right? And then you can scale how detailed and lifelike that picture of the apple in your brain is, sort of informs how your brain works. And lots of people have different answers to that question, which is fascinating for psychologists, but also fascinating for just humans to figure out that different people's brains work differently. When we say profiling system, an apple doesn't even appear. We haven't thought about it. Like, we might have, like, oh, well, it'll be apple-shaped, and it'll probably be red, but, like, the image of the apple is so unclear in our, like, collective brain that we haven't looked at it yet enough to even comment on it. Red56 says, what is provided with the character collider? Every single part of, like, rigid bodies that you can access today without implementing it manually is in the character collider. Character controller, sorry, I keep saying that wrongly. Fruks has a great statement that I wish we could somehow, like, posterize. We might have to, like, edit the text a little bit, but I want it on a poster. Like, there's a lot of things we want to do, but we can only do so many at the time. So oftentimes it's a matter of of when we'll prioritize certain features over others. It helps us decide what to prioritize next. Yeah. So we are still a small team. And on the engineering side, we've got three people working on the engineering side of things. Fruksius is working on settings. Geens is working on graphics, but also the rules dialogue now. I'm working on stuff which is on my GitHub board that you can see right now. It's security focused, so I'm doing a lot of crashes, etc. But like, regardless of what you say today, there is no way that we'd be able to go ahead and work on avatar profiling. Like, even if you were like, work on avatar profiling, it will solve world hunger. Like, we're not able to just switch tasks like that. Like, right now I'm investigating some text related stuff to do with a crash, but that's cool. Red says complete topic shift. Don't even need to mention it. Just go ahead and ask the question. Someone will ask about like recycling at some point. So Red56 asks about per-vertex mesh editing. Again, we've thought about it. We've considered it. There's even some sort of prototypes that Fruits had back in the day. But nothing concrete. Like, we want to do it. Like, we used to ship a DLL called GenX, G-E-N-E-X, which is all about like additional mesh generation. But as far as I remember, the DLL was empty. But yeah, it was cool stuff. We definitely need like data model improvements before we do like full on mesh editing though, because it's just a lot of data. I wouldn't say after custom shaders, because custom shaders isn't the sort of data model approach that I was talking about. Custom shaders is something to do with the renderer, whereas like mesh editing would be more sort of on the engine. Don't you dare pee. We're almost done, dog. Okay, no more questions. Questions are closed. Red 56, you can ask a question. A master of master, you can ask a question. No one else can. This dog wants to pee. We've got to like speed things up here. All right. Lex says, hopefully this is a difficult question, but how do you deal with not being able to do relaxing and creative tasks in Resonite because of being extremely busy? You should ask me about Batmaning. So basically, like, if I AFK in your session in like a strange part of the map, I'm effectively like doing what Batman does, which is Batman stands on the top of rooftops in the city, and he like listens to what's going on in the community, listens to what's going on in Gotham City, and then if he needs to, he like swoops down from the rooftops and goes like, hi, I'm here to fix this problem, and then he goes back up to the rooftops to chill. Like, he spends a lot of time on rooftops chilling. I spend a lot of times AFK in Resonite sessions chilling, because hearing you guys enjoy our product helps me focus. Some people also sort of call me either, like, what's the angel character? I don't remember like the full name of the angels in Doctor Who, but those or SCP-173, because like I just like move around at like the you know, I'll tab back in for an hour at our like move position, and then I'll tab back out again for an hour. But it really does help, guys. So if I'm AFKing in your session or not speaking, trust me, I'm getting work done, and you're helping just by being there, right? For benefit of the recording, Fruxia says, switching tasks is very costly. Sometimes it takes a week or two just to get back speed on what I was working on. I started working on settings. I got interrupted by a lot of smaller issues and problems that became more urgent or the community wanted at the time. When I got back to it, it took me a bit to figure out where I left off and how I actually wanted to do things there. If we switch a lot, we end up losing a lot of time. Things take slower over a result. I agree with what Fruits is saying there. Something which I do when I know that I'm doing a significant task switch, and this is like, I won't be able to go back to this thing for like a week or two, I'll open up like a notepad document and I'll just like brain dump into it, and sometimes that helps. But yeah, it doesn't help completely. It's still a lot. Strangely though, I don't mind like switching tasks when it comes to like work versus not work. Like, this dog needs a walk right now. And I'm going to think about some of the tasks I'm working on whilst out on a walk. And sometimes I come up with like how to fix a bug because I'm separated from the computer. So what I'm saying there is taking breaks is important. Of note there, with me AFKing and, you know, everything else going on with the community, just like keep in mind that like the rest of the team and myself was like made excluded myself there, for example, by accident. But the rest of the team, we're humans, right? I'm hungry right now, and that's because I forgot to eat breakfast. So now I have to like stop working, walk the dog, make lunch, eat that, and then get back to work. And some people are like, why are the devs not moving fast? It's like, I forgot to eat breakfast. That's how hard I'm working for you guys. Red56 says, when can we delete Unity? When source is done completely and integratable. Remember that source being ready to be integrated and integration of source are two different tasks. They'll go like hand in hand because, you know, we'll be communicating with the source team whilst we're doing it. But do keep an eye on expecting the moment source is released that we'll instantly integrate it. It might take some time. And I completely agree with the answer to Red56 question from Fruxius. Red56 said, if an object is super far away and has a fully transparent material, would it have lesser A lesser performance effect on performance, if not, would be the best option. Disable or delete it. Get it out of there. Get it out there. If you don't need it, delete it or disable it. Lex replies, they were more talking about not having enough time to be creative in Resonite. My memes folder is my only creative outlet in Resonite right now. I don't have time to do anything else. So occasionally, I'll be like, I'm going to do an hour bit as a meme, and I'll go, hard on it. I'll go really hard on it. Dog is now hitting the nut button, which means they really, really want to go out. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to end off here. I did say no more questions, so there we go. I'm going to go take the dog for a walk, and I will speak to you guys in a bit.